Hello, and welcome to this recording about King Henry VIII and Queen Elizabeth I. Okay, well, there is a connection between King Henry VIII and Queen Elizabeth I that will become apparent as we continue. As you may or may not know, Henry VIII had 8 wives. His first wife was called Catherine of Aragon. Now, Henry had a problem with Catherine. Henry had promised his father, when his father was on his deathbed, that he would provide a son to be the next King of England. Well, Catherine did not provide Henry with a son. She provided him with a daughter called Elizabeth. And for Henry, that was not good enough. He wanted a son. So, he fell in love with another woman called Anne Boleyn, and he thought that Anne could give him a son. But of course, if Henry wanted to marry Anne, he would first of all have to divorce Catherine. However, getting a divorce from Catherine of Aragon was not going to be easy. Now, let's talk about Catherine of Aragon. Catherine of Aragon was the daughter of the monarchs of Spain, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, the Catholic monarchs. And the Catholic monarchs of Spain were very good friends of the Pope in Rome. So when King Henry asked for permission for a divorce from Catherine of Aragon, the Pope, of course, said no. So, King Henry VIII decided that if the Pope in Rome would not give him permission for a divorce, he would separate the Church of England from the Roman Catholic Church in Rome. And he would make the Church of England a Protestant church. And he, King Henry, would become the head of that church and give himself permission to divorce Catherine of Aragon, which is what he did, and he eventually married Anne Boleyn. Now, an interesting thing about this story is that Henry's daughter with Catherine of Aragon, who was, I am sure you will remember, called Elizabeth, eventually became Queen Elizabeth I, one of the greatest monarchs in British history, who was responsible for expanding the British Empire and famously defeating the supposedly invincible Spanish Armada. Also, to this day, the monarch is the head of the Protestant Church of England. This currently being, of course, Queen Elizabeth II. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.